Hello, welcome to the Girl and Duck podcast. I'm Jen Storer, acclaimed children's book author and chief inspirationalist. That's not a term I made up. At girlandduck.com, creative writing, creative life. At Girl and Duck, I take you on a journey from exploring the art of kidlit creation right through to mastering the art of kidlit creation. To find out more about the courses and products that I offer, pop over to the website. You're bound to find inspiration and support and something to absolutely love over there. That's www.girlandduck.com. But in the meantime, stick around because we've got lots to talk about. Hello, hello, hello. Hey, there's a few new people coming my way, coming the way of Girl and Duck lately. And so I just want to say hello to you if you're new, if you're new to the podcast, if you're new to my mailing list, if you're new to, well, if you're new to the duck pond, you won't be new to the duck pond yet because we don't open for our winter intake for a little while yet. 26th of June we open for our next intake. So I'll say hello to you anyway in case you're there waiting to come in. Now, because I've been running this dog and pony show for a long time, I forget that people are new and they don't know how insanely amazing Girl and Duck is unless I tell them. So this is what I'm doing here. I'm telling you how great Girl and Duck is and how much is here just for you. So many resources, so many things to help you. And this is one of the things that I love the most about working in this field, in the field of kidlit, is just the never-ending learning, you know. Just there's always something new to learn. There's always something new to add to your resources. There's always something new to explore. It's so stimulating. And so that's why the Girl and Duck sort of vault keeps growing, because there's always more to add to it. And plus, because the more people that come the way of Girl and Duck, the more people I talk to and I get to understand what they need and what their questions are, and so I can create stuff to help out. So I really, 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 really want you to go to the Girl and Duck website and have a look around. Like, you know, I know that websites are a bit like, oh God, you know, they're kind of like, I don't know, are they falling out of favor? But they're, you know, if they're kept up to date, they're a great touch point for us. So the Girl and Duck website is more or less kept up to date. And so there's lots of stuff over there. So I want you to go over and I really want you to click on the freebies. Because there's that's a growing list of things, you know. There's a 5 Ways to Write a Book, which is a free video tutorial. There is a Hey Author booklet, which is actually a transcript of the reels that I've been doing on Instagram, some of the most popular reels from Instagram. So, you know, the Hey Author tips. So they've all been compiled into a booklet for you to download. That's a PDF. So that's there for you. There is also the Girl and Duck Crackers, which are, that's 4 days of writing prompts. So it's a sequence of 4 emails. So when you sign up for it, you'll get an email from me every day with some really, really quirky crackers booklets that have not just like one line, but they have a collection of writing prompts to suit you and to get you going and get you moving. And trust me, some of these sorts of prompts can actually be the starting point for a book. Like, seriously, I've heard this come from people. So it happens, all right? So get on to the crackers. What else is that? Oh, there's also, you know, you can sign up for my newsletters, which come sort of every 2 weeks, kind of thereabout. And they are a comfort read. They're like a magazine. They're like a lifestyle magazine, sort of. But they're also got this writing life, you know. It's this cottage life. You know, all the sort of stuff about my tree change and what's going on in my little house. But there's also insights into this writing life and what's going on for me and what stuff I can share with you. So that's the Girl and Duck newsletters as well. So you can sign up for them. I'm currently, my video guy is currently creating a a top five Q&Q Friday collection of videos for you. That will be coming up into the freebies as well. So it's really worth just checking in now and then and keeping an eye on what's going on and getting on the mailing list so that, you know, I always tell people when new things come, when new freebies come, of course, I let you know via the email as well. Because you don't have to just sign up for one thing. You can have it all. Like, seriously, I'm not watching. I wouldn't have a friggin' clue what's going on. Who's signing up for what? Like, there's no boundaries around any of this. It's all there for you. Now, the other stuff is, of course, there's this. There's the podcast. So sift back through that if you're looking for stuff. But also the Girl in Tight blog, you know, I don't put a lot of stuff on the blog in the last sort of 6 months, but I am still blogging, but there is a backlog of a heap of articles, so, and really practical articles about, you know, understanding narrative arcs, stuff about understanding categories in children's literature, all that sort of stuff is all there in the blog too. Like, all the questions that you could think of have been answered over the years in that blog. And again, I would like to go through and pull out some of the key things and put them into a more curated freebie for you, which I will do over time. So there's the blog, there's the podcast. Now, there is also a YouTube channel. So, hang on, I'm just checking that this is recording. Yes, it is. What was I saying? There's a YouTube channel, all right? So there's a lot of videos over on that YouTube channel. Most of them are from my old show, which was Q&Q Friday, Questions and Quacks. So you can go over to YouTube if you want to and have a look at some of the videos over there. And again, you'll find a heap of information and a heap of inspiration and loads of guidance and gossip over on the YouTube channel. So, you know, it's all about feeling like you're part of a community, you know, and that you're not trying to do this in isolation. Because isolation, I know there's people out there that don't like groups. I understand that. But also, you can still feel like you're part of something without having to join a group, you know, just feeling like you're part of the industry or part of something bigger than yourself. Because isolation, when you're trying to create, will just wear you down. You know, it'll just erode your confidence, but it'll also erode your passion. You know, if you sort of box yourself up and hold yourself away and be too sort of, I don't know what the word is, but, you know, just sort of just hold yourself back. Why would you hold yourself back? You know, I'm a boots and all girl. Just get in there and, you know, and take the opportunities that are coming your way, you know, and all this sort of stuff that's out there for you. That's what I say. Now, I'm talking really fast because I've got a lot to do today, but I really felt like talking to you first. I want to give you some tips because that's what I do, don't I? Now, I'm trying to read my own writing. 1, 2, 3, 4. So I've got 4 tips for you today that might help you. They're not all related to writing. No, they're not. But anyway, so the first tip is, if you're working on something, especially a novel or a junior fiction novel, but no, you couldn't apply this to a picture book. So this is only for novels, okay? If you're writing a novel, I suggest getting a manuscript assessment halfway through. Don't wait till you finished it. Don't wait till you finished it. You can get a manuscript assessment for a half-written manuscript, and that can give you a shitload of insights. You know, you can really get a feel for where it's going and what's working. Oh, it's so important to know what's working. It's not all about what's not working. It's really important to know what is working because that's what you build on, okay? So when I was writing Tenzi Fallow and The Home for Mislaid Children, that was a long time ago, like 20, it came out in 2009, didn't it? But I think it, you know, I was working on it for like 4 years, but I had it half written and I was, you know, it was my first really big novel and I was completely bamboozled, had no idea where it was heading and what I was doing with it, had no idea if it was even any good, right? And I was very much in isolation because there was no things like this around in those days. So I found someone to do a manuscript assessment halfway through, and I sent the book in halfway through, and had it assessed, and it was so fantastic, right? I got all these notes back, and I got to see what was working, what was not working, what they were questioning, what was might have been a bit wobbly. But the really big part of that was finding out what was working and seeing that the person who was assessing it was genuinely interested. And that then boosted my confidence and helped me keep going, because that's what you're doing. You're convincing yourself to keep going, because this is a long game and you need, inverted commas, coaches. You know, you need people to help you stay in and keep playing. So that's one of the things I would suggest. Look into getting a manuscript assessment halfway through. Don't write till the end of the book. Don't think you have to wait. Okay, you can get an assessment halfway through. What's this other thing I've written here? Oh, yeah, number two. Start lots of things. Don't worry about confining yourself to one thing. Start lots of things, all right? If you feel comfortable with working on multiple projects at one time, then do that. I have done that my whole career. I have always worked on multiple projects at one time. Now, of course, this is an experiment. You might be the sort of, you might have the sort of brain that can't cope with multiple projects, but you've got to find out if you've got that kind of brain, don't you? All right? So if you feel drawn to starting new things, then please do that. The only thing I'd say is limit it. Okay, so limit it to maybe four. You know, maybe you've got like two picture books on the fly and a junior fiction thing and a middle grade novel, or you've got a YA novel and a picture book. Like, it's however you're going to approach this, but I do suggest that work. It's really good to have multiple things on the go, because you can rest things. You know, you can write to a certain point and then go, oh, I need to park this for a while. This needs some subconscious, you know, work. This needs some, you know, needs some percolating. So I'll park that. But rather than just park it and not be doing anything, and we can't have you not doing anything, you can go over and work on something else. So it's, and that is very stimulating, and it's a great gift of children's literature, of course, because you've got that choice. You've got that choice. Someone was saying in the Duck Pond today that choice was their word of the year. I thought that was a very tricky word, but really, really, you know, it's a really interesting thing, isn't it? Choice is a big thing. Anyway, I mustn't get distracted. So start new things, but and have multiple things going at the same time, but limit it. All right. Now, tip number three relates to that, and it is. And it is about choice. Choose one thing and finish it. Okay? Of all the things that you're working on, you need to choose one thing and finish it. So that means you need to put a deadline around it. You need to put a schedule around it. You need to commit to it. You need to say, okay, for 5 days a week, I'm going to write 500 words. Or for 3 days a week, I'm going to write 600 words or whatever it is, or I'm going to spend the next 2 weeks every session working on this picture book and I am going to finish it. Okay, whatever it is you choose, you just need to choose something and finish it. It's very important that you finish something, because it just makes you feel like a million bucks when you finish. It's so good for your ego. It's so good for your confidence. All right, it's so good at quelling the inner critic who is always telling us all the time that we never finish anything. If you're anything like me, that's one of my inner critic's favorite punishment tools, is you never finish anything. So if you finish something, you fly in the face of that, don't you? And the other advantage of finishing things, of course, is that there are so many valuable lessons in finishing something. You will learn so much about the process of creative writing and of illustrating when you finish something and bring it to the end, because in doing that, loads and loads of little challenges and hiccups and problems present themselves, and you have to solve them. And when you do, you just learn. Oh my God, you learn so much. So there is so many gifts in finishing something. So that's the third thing. Choose one thing, put a deadline on it, and finish it. And the other thing is something that came up in my rewriting course, right at the end of my rewriting course. It was something that I tacked on to the end of the course because I'd forgotten to actually put it into the body of the course. I'm going to put it out here as well. Don't forget that you can get a reader's report, all right, which is different to a manuscript assessment. So a reader's report is more, to my understanding of what a reader's report is, it's more like you employ somebody to read your work and you just ask them basically for their gut response, right? So rather than appraising the manuscript and going through it systematically and looking at the plot and looking at the characters and looking at the structure and breaking it all down like that and also talking about its saleability and its publishability, all these things that you would expect from a manuscript assessment, a reader's report is more just, what do you think of this? You know, where were you bored? What were you interested in? You know, who did you like? Who didn't you like in terms of the characters? You know, where were you muddled? Where were you confused? These things are such, this is such precious information for an author. Okay, so a reader's report can be very, very helpful. And again, you have to find people that do this, but there are people that do this out there, and probably people who do manuscripts assessments would be the first port of call. So you would approach them and say, you know, do you do readers' reports as well? Okay, so if you ever have a look at my book, The 14th Summer of Angus Jack, in the acknowledgements there, I acknowledge Tanya McCartney because halfway through that book, or it might have been when I... No, yeah, I hadn't finished it. I employed Tanya to do a reader's report on that book, and it was so helpful. It was so helpful because she just read it through and said, Jen, what's this? Jen, what's that? Why? Hang on a minute. What are you doing here? You know, it was just this beautiful, beautiful piece that just alerted me to all this sort of stuff, all the, you know, where the inner logic was a bit off. We've talked a lot about inner logic in the rewriting course this month, but so that's really in my mind. But you know, these sorts of things will really come out in a reader's report as opposed to a manuscript assessment. So that's another thing you can think about getting to help you along. So there's my four tips for today. Get a manuscript assessment halfway through. Don't wait till you're finished. Start new things and have multiple things on the go, but put a limit around it. Choose one thing and finish it. And if you want, get a reader's report on your work in progress, and that will really help you. And the final tip is what I was talking about at the start, was to get over to the Girl on Duck website and have a look at all the freebies over there and explore that world, because there is so much there to help you. There really, really is. Okay, I'll see you again soon. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye for now. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want more ducky goodness, pop over to the website www.girlandduck.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Jen E. Storer, J-E-N-E-S-T-O-R-E-R. Bye for now.